So the Mishnah Vayitra Masech is Rosh Hashanah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. This Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to continue to tell us that even though Rabbi Yeshua argued on Rabban Gamliel, and he held to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on the 31st day of the month, meaning what would effectively be the 31st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul, despite that at the end he was Machnia, and he was Mekabel upon himself to be Koveya Rabban Gamliel's Psak, that Rosh Chodesh was indeed on the 30th day of the month. And like we explained, we're talking about when Rosh Hashanah is. Zok the Mishnah. Shalach loy Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, after he heard that Rabbi Yeshua argues on him, Rabbi Yeshua held that Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be pushed off to the 31st day, Rabban Gamliel sent a shliach to Rabbi Yeshua to give him over the following. Now, some of you may ask, didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that there were two Tanoim who disagreed with Rabban Gamliel? One was Rabbi Doisa ben Erkinas, and the other was Rabbi Yeshua. So why did Rabban Gamliel only send this message to Rabbi Yeshua? And the answer is, although both disagreed with Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who actually wanted to do a maisa to be mevatel the Kiddush HaChodesh, and to say it was a mistake. Furthermore, Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. So Rabban Gamliel sent this message to Rabbi Yeshua. Gezrani lecha, I am goizer on you. I decree upon you. Shetavi esli, you should come to me. B'makelcha, with your stick. U'v'mo'aysecha, and with your money. B'yoyim ha'kipurim, on the Yom Kippur. Shechalias b'cheshbaynach. In other words, I'm the Nasi, and we have a machlokes here. I have already established that Rosh Chodesh is a day earlier than yours. That means that according to me, the day after Yom Kippur for you is Yom Kippur. Well, I want you to come on your Yom Kippur, which for me is Yud Aleph Tishrei, with your stick and your money. In other words, it should be clear that it's a weekday. I want everyone to see that you are mevatel your das. Rabban Gamliel was not doing this for his personal honor, but he felt it was important. There should be one Rosh Chodesh and one date of Yom Tovim for Klal Yisrael. Halach, Rabbi Akiva, went to Rabbi Yeshua to fulfill the shlichus of Rabban Gamliel. And after he gave him over what Rabban Gamliel said, Amitzoi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva found that Rabbi Yeshua was very worried. Imitzoi Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. Rabbi Akiva was very worried. What should he do now? The Nasi decreed upon him to be Mechal Yom Kippur. According to his cheshbin, this day, Yud Aleph Tishrei is Yom Kippur, because he has Rosh Chodesh a day later. Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshli Lilmud, I can learn from the Pasuk, Shekol Ma She'asa Rabban Gamliel, whatever Rabban Gamliel and his Bezdin does in terms of being Koveya, the Chedashim, and subsequently the Yom Tovim, Asli. That's the way it is. You can't be mevatel it. Even if you're going to argue that he made a mistake, and therefore he should have not made Rosh Chodesh that day, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it was a mistake, and even if the Eidim lie. But Rosh Chodesh is still Rosh Chodesh on the day Rabban Gamliel said it is. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, in the Parsha of Yamim Tovim, in Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, Eile me'adi Hashem mikroi kodesh, asher tikru oisam. Establishing the Yamim Tovim depends on whenever Bezin said Mekudesh. Bein Bezmanah, whether they did it in the right time, Bein Shaloi Bezmanah. Let's say you're right. Let's say Rabban Gamliel made a mistake. He should have waited for the next day. But it doesn't make a difference. He didn't wait. And once he said on the 30th that it's Mekudesh, it becomes Rosh Chodesh, whether he's right or wrong. Ein li my adais ela el. The Rabban Hashem says, I have no other Yom Tovim, only the ones that were established in Bezdin. Bolei etzel Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas. Afterwards, Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Doisa to hear what he thinks he should do. Now remember, Rabbi Doisa also held, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Edom were not saying the truth, and that Rabban Gamliel should have waited for the next day. Despite that, Amaloi, Rabbi Doisa said to Rabbi Yeshua, you think it was only to the Bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus to be Mekadosh the Chodesh? When we darshan from the Psukim that even if Bezin is wrong, it's Rosh Chodesh anyway, you think that only applied to Moshe Rabbeinu? Absolutely not. Im bo'en anu lod nachar Bezdina shel Rabban Gamliel? If you're going to say that Rabban Gamliel's Bezin doesn't have the kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezin, then tzrichon anu lod nachar kol Bezin u Bezin. Then we're going to have to go investigate every single Bezin, she'omad, that was appointed to be a Bezin in Klal Yisrael, and was Mekadosh the Chodesh, Meyamaitz Moshe, from the days of Moshe Ben Achshav until now. You're going to start looking back and say that Bezin was worthy to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, that Bezin not. Well, obviously, being that we can't do that, we're not allowed to second guess the Bezin of Ram Gomliel. Now, even though Rabbi Akiva already told Rabbi Yeshua this, but from Rabbi Akiva's words, it was mashma, okay, listen, once it was done already. Rabbi Daisa ben Arkinas is going a step further. He's saying, even l'chatchila, don't question the Nasi. Whatever he does, he does. How do I know this? That we don't go back and question who the Beis Din is? Shenema, for the Pasuk says, by Matan Torah, what does the Pasuk say? Vayal Moshe v'Aaron, Nadav Aviu, v'shivim izikne Yisrael. So, we have four names that we know who they were. Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Aviu. What about the Zekanim? Why does the Torah just say 70 Zekanim? Why doesn't the Torah give us their names? Why doesn't the Torah give us the names of these 70 Zekanim? Can you imagine how chashiv they were? They were the Zekanim in the times of Moshe and Aaron. Ella rather, the Pasuk is teaching us. It doesn't make a difference who they are. Shekol shloisha u'shloisha. Any three people. Sha'amdu bezn al Yisrael, that were appointed to be a bezn over Klal Yisrael. Hareyu, they are chashiv ki beis dinai shel Moshe, like the bezdin of Moshe. So someone's going to say, well, Abisha said to Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he makes a mistake, it's a mistake. Stop right there. How do you know that this bezn that you're questioning is not as chashiv as any one of the 70s of Canaan? We don't know who they were. How did Rabbi Yeshua respond to this? Like a tzaddik does. He didn't say, no, I'm not giving in. Rather, Natal Rabbi Yeshua took Makloi his stick, Umiyosef and his money beyada in his hands. Vahalach liYavne, he went to Yavne, Eitzel Rabban Gamliel by Rabban Gamliel, where his bezin was. Biyoyim, on the day Shechol, Yoyim HaKippurim liyas b'cheshbainai. On the very day that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it was Yom Kippur. Because if Rosh Chodesh is a day later, the day which is the day after Yom Kippur, according to Rabban Gamliel, is the day of Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But he came. And when Rabban Gamliel saw that Rabbi Yeshua came, Amad Rabban Gamliel, he stood up from his chair, as if it was a Talmud before his Rebbe. Rabban Gamliel gave him all the kavod. Uneshakai araishai. And he gave him a kiss on his forehead. So on the one hand, he gave him the kavod, like a Talmud before the Rebbe. On the other hand, he gave him all of the chavivas, like a Rav has for his Talmud. Amaloi, Rabban Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Boy Bishalai, come in peace. He gave him a bracha. Rabbi v'talmidi, you're both my Rebbe and my Talmud. How could that be? How can one person be both a Rebbe and a Talmud? Rabban Gamliel explained himself. Rabbi b'chachma, maybe you're smarter than me. Despite that v'talmidi, now you're acting as my Talmud, shekibalta es devara, you are makabel my words. In the Beraisa, it is added over here, Ashrei hadar, fortunate is the generation, shehagedoylim nishmoim l'ktanim, that even the gedoylim are willing to listen to the ketanim. Shemitoch kach, because of that, noisim ketanim kal v'chomer bi'atzmam, the ketanim make a kal v'chomer, and they say, for sure we have to listen to the gedoylim. Rabban Gamliel wanted to clearly explain to everyone, he didn't order Rabbi Yeshua to come because he wanted to be pogeya chas v'shalom in his kavod. He just had to make sure that chas v'shalom, it shouldn't look like there are two Torahs in Klal Yisrael, where different groups have different yamim tovim. So quickly, chazring over our Mishnah, we learned that Rabban Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, you are to come to me with your stick and your money on the day that according to you it's Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva was the one who went to Rabbi Yeshua to tell him what Rabban Gamliel said. And when he saw how worried Rabbi Yeshua looked, so Rabbi Akiva was menachem him. He told him, when Bezin's Mekadosh the Chodesh, whether right or wrong, that's the real Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the real Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei according to what Bezin said. Actually, the Beraisa says that after Rabbi Yeshua heard this from Rabbi Akiva, he said, Nichamtani, Nichamtani, you have consoled me. Then he went to Rav Daisi ben Arkinas, who was the other one that disagreed with Rabban Gamliel. Despite that, Rav Daisi said to Rabbi Yeshua, I may have disagreed, but we can't challenge what Rabban Gamliel did. Are we going to challenge every Bezin from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu till now? Why is it that the Torah didn't give us the names of the 70s of Canaan? It's to teach us it's not important what their names are. If they are the ones that are appointed by Klal Yisrael to be Bezdin, what they do is done. And Rabbi Yeshua did it. On the day that, according to his cheshbon, it was Yom Kippur, he came with his stick and his money to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel gave him great kavod. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed him on his forehead. And he told him, Boy b'shalom, Rabbi v'talmidi, could be in Chachma you are greater than me, but you acted as a Talmud, to be makabel my words.